praise your Son. Oh, we thank you for your Son. We give him all the glory. Thank you, there be no glory but in him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you for that blood, that wonderful, beautiful blood. The power is all in the blood. And thank you again that, Lord, not only were you nailed to that cross, not only were you put into that tomb, but you rose. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord, that we rejoice and give praise and thanksgiving to God for a risen Savior. And a Savior, praise the Lord, who's coming again. And thank you, Lord, that I'm listening and we're hearing your voice and we're listening for your voice. A calling away, hallelujah, a trump of the archangel, praise be to God. And in a moment, in a twinkling of eye, oh, to be face to face, the Lamb of God and our bridegroom, hallelujah. Thank you for the love. Thank you for your truth. Thank you again for this fellowship that we have. Thank you, God, for the sincerity that only your grace gives us. We give you the praise. May it just honor and glorify you in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. If you'd open up to 2 Timothy chapter 1. We'll read here from verse 5. It's 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. This is Brother Paul speaking here. And he says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee. And he's speaking of Timothy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that it's in you, in thee also. Praise God. Lord really struck my heart with this verse this week. And thanking God how we've rejoiced many times in Acts 13. About Brother David and how sweet it spoke of him. That he was a testimony to his own generation. How mighty and how wonderful that we can encourage those of our generation. That, you know, we don't need to be conformed to this world. We're transformed. And it's not by carrying a Bible around under my arm, you know, wearing a tie and walking a certain way. No, it's by living the reality, the sincerity, the joy, the love of Jesus that people that God would encourage would come up to your life and say, I have a question. What's that hope? What's that thing about you? Praise be to God. Amen. But here we have something of great importance, a testimony that I believe is being pointed out here, specifically to our families. I think a testimony is in this meeting, as I look out here today, the things that we have seen and heard and the things which are, praise God, of testimonies of one life that believes. One life, amen? And then here comes the rest of the family. One spark, praise God, and then something caught fire in the home. Then the floodgates opened, praise God, and even a whole family, praise Jesus, saved. Mighty, 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 mighty. And it's important, brothers and sisters, that God encourages our hearts, the numerous family members that are in this place, because one life believed. Because one life took Jesus as Savior. Because one life said, I will go. Praise God. And as important as that light is, and bringing that light to a home, the testimony in our families, brothers and sisters, to stand and to not waver in believing God. There's an attack. And we know there's an attack because the Bible told us there would be. And you know there's an attack because faith's going to have experience. And you're experiencing that, praise God. And it's bringing more faith, by the grace of God, I hope, into your home. That this is not surrender time. This is time to battle harder. And understand that when that furnace is really heated up and it's temped up to its height, that's when that vessel just might be about ready. It's not time to quit. By the grace of God, it's time to go deeper in there. It's time to endure a hardness like no other time, like a good soldier. And understanding the calling, hallelujah, there's nothing to be compared. The joy of the Lord, the comfort of God, hallelujah, the beauty of our Savior. That I don't care how weathered and torn and beaten you are, that you lift your head to Him. And you say, oh, I'm thankful for my God. I'm thankful for the word of your grace. I'm thankful for your truth that you've given that to me. Let me finish with a full joy. Let me finish, praise God, the champion that you have made me, hallelujah, by your grace. Amen. Now, that light needs to continue on in our home. Amen. And not in pride and not in arrogance. Not in condemnation, not in judgment. Because that's not continuing on in the things of the light. But we need to continue on in thankfulness. And let mercy pour forth in our home. Be merciful. Amen. Be full of mercy. You know how you get full of mercy? Don't keep your eyes only on the mercy seat. You'll be kind and you'll be loving. And you'll stand for nothing else but that mercy. Amen. And in that, and when you're not distracted and anybody wants to have conversation with you, you know where they're going to have conversation with you? You know where their eyes are going to have to be? On the mercy. On the mercy seat, on the blood of Jesus. How perfect God lays this all out today. Praise Jesus. Now, thankfulness, praising Him for His mercy, living proof, praise God, of His faithfulness. You know what living proof of His faithfulness is? It's why you're still in the trial. People that know that. Not just, oh, I'm going to get up and tell you after I got through the trial. But the living faithfulness of God, that my goodness, you've been in that thing for years. And you haven't moved from believing the Lord. It's been some tough days. But I thank God for that joy of the Lord that's your strength. Amen. Aren't those the mighty ones? Aren't those the ones that get out there for 40 years in a test? And come back even more strengthened? Well, sometimes there's people that get out there 40 years and they're just gone. But I like those ones that are out there 40 years and they just stand. What do you think? That's living the faithfulness of God. That's when the manifold blessing of the word of the Lord stands in its absolute brilliance in a life. See, you have to see this by the grace of God in the one who finished it for us. Jesus Christ nailed to that cross. All men and all man could see was defeat. That it was over. But we know by faith it was finished. Praise God. Our abounding hallelujah assured. Our victory hallelujah done. My whole life I live now because of what man thought was a defeat. My whole life is now, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loved me. Amen? Amen. So, good soldiers, what do you think it's going to be? You're going to suffer like him. You are. You're going to suffer with him. As Brother Paul said, you're going to suffer like sufferings like me. Because Jesus Christ has one vision for you. And that's for you to rule and to reign jointly together with him. Amen. So people are going to see you in the world. And they're going to think, oh, you're just defeated. It's just over. Look at what's happened in their family. Look at all that going to church and what just hit them. You seeing them on there for you? Hallelujah. That was our victory. Was it no defeat? Huh? Get your eyes in the Word of God and you'll see these things. Praise God. Oh, they meant it for evil. The devil always means it for evil. But when God says good, you can't even compare anything to that. But God meant it for your good. God meant it for your good. God meant it for your good. He didn't take you out there to crush you. Hallelujah. It's a broken reed, but it ain't going to break. Huh? It's bruised, but it ain't going to break. It's a broken heart. Hallelujah. But the Lord's got it all. Oh, I thank Him. I thank Him. That's abounding. Now, I really want to point out the power of this testimony in Timothy's grandma and his mama. Brothers and sisters, we do not realize the magnitude of the ministry that God gives us in our homes, in our lives, to stand in defense of the gospel of Christ, to train up children in the way that they should go, cherishing the testimony that we have, that is for me and my house, we're going to stand in Paul's gospel. Amen. 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 That's our calling. That's where we, praise God, in His great glory, we reside there. As for me and my house, we will stand in Paul's gospel. That's how you serve the Lord in this church age. You stand, withstand, and having done all, you stand. Praise the Lord. That's the ministry. That is the power. Hallelujah. That testimony of his grandma and mom was received by their grandson, their son. And he was a timid man, a very timid man, but he was a young, timid man that God had a plan for. God had a plan in that. Because God's always got a plan in one thing, His Word. And when He sends it to that thing, it's going to perform it. Do you believe it? I believe it. I believe it. I know it was believed for my life. I know for my grandma and my mom. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, by the grace of God, it performed it. And it's performing it. Hallelujah. Now, this is a wonderful thing, brothers and sisters, because that thing that was sent to Timothy through his grandma, through his mom, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, would take that timid man, that man that was ready to give up. But God had a plan. And he would take on the church after Brother Paul was called away to be with Jesus. Now, I meet many people throughout the week, every month. Oh, they want to preach. They want to be an evangelist. Oh, I'm called to be a preacher. But yet there is very little, if not, if any, ministry in a home, in their home. Got real quiet. Stay in it now. But see, that's where it all begins. It's where it all begins. And for most of us, brothers and sisters, that's where it be and it resides. Amen. And we thank God for it. But it's also powerful. Because if you think about it, over half of this meeting, praise be to God, was because of a ministry in a home. I'm talking about somebody, again, that was ministered the things of Paul. And that home became like a Priscilla and Aquila home. And those that entered into that home, there wasn't anything else to talk about in that house. So most got away, but the few that remained became the gold, the silver, and the precious stone. Amen. Because that's the word of God. And this is what God, I pray, will encourage us as we go on in our lives, brothers and sisters, that we need to be a testimony of the promises of God as parents and grandparents to our children. By the grace of God in our homes, not just in church, but living the reality of truth and love. We get in here and believe the Lord and praise God and pray for one another, and then somehow we get home and we fear. Get up. Come on. Lift those heads. It's all right. He chastens his sons, and his sons endure the chastening. There's no difference. He's the same. It's not about a place. It's about the Word. And the Word of the Lord. Praise God. See, it's in the vessels that believe. You have that Word. You don't just have it here. You take it with you wherever you go. He never leaves you nor forsakes you. Just continue again to remind yourself, encourage yourself in the Word of God. It's a daily thing. You got to eat every day, don't you? I don't know anybody that says, well, I'll eat Tuesday and Thursday, but, you know, Friday and Saturday, I think I'll just skip. It'd be a disaster. You might not even get to Saturday. You might even forget who you are. Where's the fridge? Be honest. How much more so the Word of God? How much more so the Word of God? To hear it, to get a verse. Let it just sing in your heart all day long. Thank Him. It's amazing. He takes a verse, not only give you a message, He'll give you a life. He'll give you a new life. He'll give you a new song that you're singing. I hear people singing the same song every day. Sing a new song. Get the Word of God. Let Him change you from glory to glory. Amen. Yeah. It's okay. He knows the melody. You don't know it yet. But if you let Him sing it, oh my goodness, it'll be a new song. And it will. Praise His name. But see, brothers and sisters, this is just it. We need to be a testimony of truth and love. We need to bring the testimony of Paul's gospel in our homes. We need to have that torch fire. Not just when we're here praising God and running around. But fiery cherubim gospel by the grace of God in our house. That you took it, and by the grace of God, you pass it on. You pass it on. It's so wonderful. It's so good. We want to pass it on. Now, I'm going to encourage parents here today, as the Lord has had me to encourage myself in the Lord. There is no parent here that's perfect. That's right. That's right. The kids, quit telling your mom and dad, did you listen to what Pastor just said? Now, there's no perfect parent. We get that. And I'm not making excuses. But the fact of the matter is, yes, we parents make mistakes. But the one thing we don't have to make a mistake about, we can stand for Paul's gospel in our home. And I mean that. For those that might be visiting here today, that's just the whole counsel of God. That's the whole Word of God. It's not just picking and choosing what you want to hear and know about the Word of God. It's understanding the whole message of God. It's understanding that as you go into the epistles that were written by Paul in the New Testament, he said, it was a mystery that was shown to me. It's the Word of the Lord. He was given the dispensation. As it says in Colossians, what was given to Paul finished the Word of God. It finished it. There was a completion that was there. In Hebrews, it tells us after that wonderful, mighty 11th chapter of all of those worthies of faith and how incredible it was. And all of those things that God did by faith, amazing, amazing things. At the very end, again, referring to Paul's gospel, but without us, without this age, without this, what God is doing here, bridal message that's going forth, they could not be made perfect. They couldn't. See, I thank the Lord. There's going to be a bride, that new Jerusalem, a bride descending from heaven, having the glory of God. And that bride, hallelujah, the new Jerusalem, is that church. It's so wonderful. Those stones, you see the 144,000. You see that type and shadow of the innumerable multitude. You see all of these things. But there's one thing that shines above it all. That's got His glory. That's got her light. And that's His wife. See, without us. And Paul was referring to, not again, because I'm Paul. He was talking about the message that was given to him. This bridal message, praise God. Without his wife, it can't be complete. See, Why would it be that we had this wonderful crucifixion, we had his death, he rose, and then he ascended up on high? could have been just over. And, you know, he took the throne as God at that moment. But he didn't. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. There was a plan. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. There was more to come. There was more, hallelujah, a better thing that had to be offered that finished and completed this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful message of Paul. And what that was, praise God, is that he would send the Holy Ghost. And by that Holy Ghost, who was with those disciples, now shall be in those disciples. Those disciples were saved, had nothing to do with salvation. They already confessed. They said, where else are we going to go? You're the Lord. You're the way. You're the truth. We know that. But they had to be filled with that Holy Ghost to be led into all truth, to understand this message of the bride. It's so simple, is it not? But see, people don't hear this word of God. And that's Paul's gospel. And that's what's being finished today. That is what is being completed at this moment. And praise God, may it be here, this moment, that you hear that trump sound. And then as the word of the Lord says, and that time shall be no more. That bridal time shall be gone because his wife is gone. Gone. People have asked me, well, they're going to be clothes laying around. Oh, I don't know how that works. I just plan to be there. I don't want to be picking up clothes, you know. Oh, praise God. How do we get over there? Amen. I liked it over there. We're going to come back over here. We like it over here, too. So we're going to see back into the sermon. Now, but the one thing that we can do, praise God, as parents in a home, is we can stand in Paul's gospel. Just as it says, let's read about King David. 1 Kings, going over to chapter 11. 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 4. It says there, for it came to pass when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart, Solomon's heart, was not perfect. That means it wasn't complete. It wasn't finished with the Lord, his God, as was the heart of David, his father. So see what that's saying is David, his father, his heart was perfect and complete toward the word of God. If you go down to verse 6, it says, and Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and here's why. Because he went not fully after the Lord, as did David, his father. See, David, praise God, was that wonderful type for us of a full overcomer. It shows that Solomon didn't receive the reward that David did receive. He didn't have that full reward. And there's a full reward that's being offered today. And it's through Paul's gospel and the bridal truth. If you go on over to chapter 9, verse 4, and it says, if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked in integrity of heart and in uprightness to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and will keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man upon the throne of Israel. Did you read that about David? Did you hear that about David? He walked in integrity of heart, in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee. Now that's a lot to say about a fornicator, an adulterer, and a murderer. Amen. God help us to get it and get that done in life. That we understand it's about the heart attitude of the word of the Lord. And in that heart attitude of believing truth and standing for truth and not being swayed away. See, Solomon was a good man. He was a very wonderful man. He wasn't a bloody man like his father David. But Solomon's heart wasn't perfect toward the word of the Lord. Goodness ain't gonna get it. Sometimes it's the rascals that understand. We ain't standing for nothing in our home but Paul's gospel. Amen? Come on. Oh, have a good time in the Lord. See, his heart was perfect towards God. His faith was complete, believing the scriptures. David rightfully divided the truth. His heart was perfect toward the Lord, the word of God. And in that, his heart was perfect toward the people of God. Oh, I love this. I love it. Now, we can have that same heart. We can have a heart perfect towards truth by settling for nothing but Paul's gospel. No compromise in our homes. Now, I understand, brothers and sisters, the battle might be raging. And it is raging if you're really standing. You may hurt. You may have been insulted. And I'm talking about insulted by people in here. But you know the only gospel. You know the only gospel. Oh, what does he mean by the only gospel? Well, I believe Brother Paul said, preach no other gospel than the gospel that I preach to you. And if I come back and tell you I got some great enlightenment, I've got some new thoughts, get me out of here. I've become accursed. Even if an angel came and did that, you preach no other gospel. Now, by the grace of God, stand for it. Amen? Stand in it. Hallelujah. And this is where so many Christians have got off track. They look at man. They're going to mark a man and what the outward appearance of that man is. And they look at his actions and they judge him by his deeds. But that's exactly what the Bible said about man. All man can do is judge by the outward appearance, where God looks upon the heart. Amen. And it's so wonderful that, see, it's God that looks upon the heart. God looks at the faith in the man. God looks at the love of truth in the man. I know some spirit-filled Christians that truly are still embodied in hate today. And I mean it. And it makes me sad. And by the grace of God, if you know some too, you pray for them. They need to be prayed for. And continue to pray for yourself first, that there be more perfect love in your life to truly pray. Not to say, oh Lord, I pray for them. I'm just so glad I'm not like them. I'm thankful for the grace of God that's with me, because I'll tell you what, but for the grace of God, I'd go right into that. But for the grace of God, I've gone into that. And God's delivered me from that. Because I was hurt. Because I was taking something personal. And brothers and sisters, it's so sad. And I'm so sad. And I'm talking about, you know, again, I'll even get it specific. And I believe the Lord wants me to talk a little bit about this. See, brothers and sisters, people get embodied in hate. And there's a certain group, I'm just telling you, that they're embodied in hate over a man that's been in heaven for 12 years of something that's happened over 30 years ago. And now that hate has been transferred over to me and still hateful towards this meeting. Well, let me tell you, that just shows you it has nothing to do with a man. That man's gone. It has everything to do with the truth. And by the grace of God, I'm telling you, this is our family. And houses are on fire. And people need to wake up. And that would be the greatest awakening. It would be one of the greatest joys in their life and in our lives, if we're in the right heart, to wake up from that. Because that's a lie. That's not who they are. That's not who that person is. Because I know that Christ lives in that person. Praise God. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. I'm learning, and I'm glad I've learned from the word of the Lord. Those that looked at David's heart, not his actions, but his heart that was perfect towards the truth, those were the ones that became the mighty men, and those were the ones that stayed the mighty men. when they took their eyes off of the heart that was in that man and looked at the outward appearance of that man, that's when mighty men became defeated men. Are we going to gaze upon anything but the hearts of our brethren? Huh? Come on. Come on. I'll tell you what. By the grace of God, and I know it's all by the grace of God, I'm standing a mighty man. Amen. And you know why? You know why? Because of the grace of God that had me mark the heart of men and women that loved the Lord with passion, that didn't waver in faith and love. Oh, on the outward appearance, they weren't anything to look at. I wouldn't have followed them, naturally speaking, at all, for the most part. But I make my mistakes too. But the one thing that superseded everything, there was no other company I wanted to have, because I wanted to be with Jesus. And I knew that the presence of the Lord was more mighty in those vessels than any other person I could ever be with. Brothers and sisters, I'm so thankful today that I followed that. I followed those that followed Paul as he followed Christ. And I stand today, and by the grace of God, every day, even the more hereafter, overwhelmed in the mercy of the Lord. And I can stand here before you today, and I'm telling you, whatever you want to think or not, I love you. And I mean, I love you. And I love you, and I love you, and I love you. And I'm so thankful. And I love without hypocrisy. Because it's Jesus. Because it's this gospel. I'm not here to judge you. My goodness, the Father chastens his sons. I know who's after you. You ain't fooling God. You, me, are miserable locked into those things that we're not. But we love one another, don't we, family? Amen. Passionately love one another. Because we love the truth in one another. And I love the bridal truth in you. I love Paul's gospel truth in you. And you are so immensely valuable. And especially to the rib portion body. The children aren't going to get it. The children don't understand this. But you want them to grow up. You want to say, come on. Come on. This is our heritage. This is our calling. We're champions in glory. We're champions in faith and full assurance of believing. You got to get your eyes out of this world and begin, hallelujah, to just see things from the throne. Now, brothers and sisters, I'll tell you what, as we close this, know the word of God for you. Know it. Ask Jesus right now, Lord, even give me more of a desire. Even if you don't even have a desire. Jesus, I need a desire. What that fella's talking about, I'll tell you what, one thing I know Jesus is perceiving in your heart right now, that's true. I ain't up here for nothing. Nothing a man. I don't want anything from you. I just want you to take what God wants to give you. Fall in love with it with all your heart. Ask him, Lord, let it be my joy. Let it be my peace. Let believing be in my home. Let it reign in this vessel. Don't let the truth in my life be used to judge people. Don't let truth in my life to be to condemn people. Don't let truth in my life be to manipulate people. But let truth be in my life to guide me into more love. And to bring me into that wonderful place of more forgiveness. Really, brothers and sisters, may people know when they have been with us, oh, they've been not with just the sons of God, but they've been with mature sons, fully grown ones, spiritual ones that are there that, Lord, help me, Lord Jesus. I want to restore that brother. I want to help that sister. Be the ones, praise God. And I thank God for my grandma and my mom. Be the ones that take the torch. It ain't easy, but it's the only thing. I would have missed all the joy of life. And I'm talking abundant life. And be that vessel, praise God, that holds it fast and passes it on. Be that vessel by the grace of God. That stands with stands, and having done all, it stands. As Brother Paul said, I have finished my course. I'm so thankful today, at this time, and at this moment, I can say, because of the grace of God, I'm glad I did. Amen. Let's pray. Oh, thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. And Lord, thank you that you assure our hearts. You do. You assure our hearts with your word because you love us. And Lord, you've shielded us with your favor. Help us to believe that today, that you love us with a love that will never, ever let us go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.